home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos in Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively into that week. That's not really the Super Bowl because we're doing a cup of Super Bowl next week. We're kicking that off at Costas on Monday. All that brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets in conjunction with our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll have the Monopoly giveaways to give away here. So hopefully you get the community chest out of all of that. Luke has been talking football and baseball with me. This week is really special because Chad Steele took away my press credentials and sort of blackballed me, not sort of, did blackball me through the National Football League. I'm not in New Orleans next week. So this week, I just decided to have my own radio row. We're going to be having guests of all repute this week. We have a Super Bowl MVP on this week. We have an NFL MVP on this week. We have a two-time NFL head coach on this week. And we have four NFL players. And we have seven Pro Football Hall of Fame voters on the show this week. That's before Cup of Super Bowl. This guy also makes it possible. He's one of our great sponsors. He's a friend of the show. He's licking his purple wounds. And Leonard Raskin, I must say that I have two colored shirts that are Raskin Globe. You haven't given me purple or red or orange or anything like that. I have royal blue, and I have
That's
sort
right.
of a muted sort of periwinkle blue,
That's
and the
right.
royal blue is Buffalo Bills blue, and I decided to wear this today in defeat for the Bills because we're all kind of pulling for them. Now we're stuck with this Mahomes thing and the Eagles and the Kelce's and the Taylor Swift's and all of that stuff. But the Commanders and the Bills just it didn't get done for those teams on Sunday. And for their fan bases, I bleed for the Bills fans.
Terrible. Terrible. Did I see that Josh Allen, right? 0-7 in playoff, what was it? Not
He's
championship game,
won
something.
playoff games. Yeah, they've won.
Right,
They
but
beat us. Yeah.
right. But I don't know. Mahomes has the number. It's interesting when I think back to all the talk we've had and the media's had about the MVP for the season. And it's this big, big thing. Lamar, Josh Allen. Lamar, Josh Allen. Somewhere in there, nowhere in there, is Patrick Mahomes. And all the dude does is win. It's amazing. It's just amazing. I dare say, without him, the Chiefs would be nowhere. So when you want to talk about MVP, I don't like to even hear myself say it, but the dude just wins. All he does is win. They stopped Buffalo at the 50, went down, got the field goal. Defense comes out, wrecks them, win the game. It's befuddling. They are, what, 12-0, 15-0, 100-0 in one score games going back to last year. They just have that, whatever it is, winning thing. And I watched really closely the game to I've had my thoughts and watching in the past, they do get some ridiculous penalty calls that other teams don't get. Watch the game against Buffalo, didn't see any of that. I might have missed it, but a little nickel dime or nothing. Didn't see any roughing the Mahomes, didn't see any crazy outlandish officiating. They just won the game,
Well,
and
there was the
it's
measurement at the on the fourth
I
down.
don't think he got it. I didn't think he got it. I
Well,
think it
I
was
mean, we get to the point where you
stupid.
have billions of dollars and you manage money for some rich
Yeah.
people, maybe even a few wealthy people. But I don't know if you have any billionaires in your portfolio, but they have a lot
No.
of money and there's a lot of technology. And
Yes.
tennis
Well,
is now getting to the point where the
hey,
lines are. Baseball now.
preseason.
You know what baseball's doing? And I know you're like a periphery baseball fan. I
No,
saw
I'm a
this over the
fan. I'm a
weekend.
fan. Go
No,
ahead.
but you're not, I bet you don't know this piece of information.
Go
They
ahead.
are measuring every baseball player. Did you see this piece?
No, I did not.
No. The minor league players in the system where they are testing the strike zone, every player will have a Freddie Patek has a different strike zone
Right.
than Aaron Judge, right?
Correct. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So they are measuring them and they're sending in league representatives, I guess, to the digital point of wherever the red dot would be for them to be. Like I always say to my wife, am I 5'9 or 5'10? Depends if I'm
Right.
wearing shoes. I'm not
Right.
5'7. I might be 5'8 and a half. I might be 5'9 and a quarter. I don't know
Right.
exactly what I am. I'm not 5'11, but I'm somewhere in there. But
Right.
whatever it is, they're not just going to say he's 5'9, he's 5'8, he's 5'11. They're going to manage the strike zone in
Yes.
some sort of really weirdly scientific way. And I'm
Figuratively.
thinking, like, well, if baseball is being more proactive and baseball moves at the pace of a turtle, a glacier, and football has a football that you could have a chip, whatever you're going to say that the football needs to be a third in, wherever the stripes used to be on the football would be where you put the chip, or how, I don't know,
They
but
can do it.
I'm thinking, yeah, there's science. But yeah, there's
Well, look,
science, right?
preseason. I don't know if it. I'm going to get this right. I think I get this right. You can fact check me if we need to. In the preseason, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Jerry Sandusky who commented about a fat linesman placing the ball on a very critical play that came up short. And why in 2024, with the technology that we have, is that how we rely on getting this done in this sport? And the next week, he had to make a public apology to the fat officials. I'm pretty sure it was Jerry. If not, it was somebody on the networks. But the point being, they were criticizing this human nature of marking the ball, making these
Well, you
calls.
saw the two officials come in 3 feet apart.
One, right, one was forward, one was back. I personally didn't think he got it, but that's just me looking at what I'm looking
Well,
at.
it's a good thing nobody's betting on this stuff, right?
Yeah, right. Because if they were, my goodness, what would this matter if somebody actually laid down a dollar on the game or something? Holy cow, there'd be hell to pay. I don't know what the spread was on this one, but Buffalo came up short, and what happened in the end? Tight end dropped a pass.
Well, what happened in the end is the two best teams won. I mean, the
Yes.
two best te the Chiefs
Yes.
have been the best team all year. The Eagles have
Yes.
been the Eagles were better than the Ravens. The Chiefs are better than the Ravens, and the Bills are better than the Ravens. So
Yes.
you know
Eagles were
you
great, had a great season, had a great run. You would think it would have been Detroit. They got knocked out. The Eagles were the next best standing team. And personally, I am thrilled that they beat that team from Washington. I've never been a fan, won't be a fan. They can think all they want that we're so close we should root for them, but I have no rooting interest in Washington winning anything
They ramp it up that you dislike them more because they
in
didn't for
football.
me. Like I've always disliked them, but there's a point where they took the Redskin thing off the helmet. They
Yeah.
look like a little bit of a, like if I were a Redskin lifer fan, I'd look at them and say, it feels a little bit like my team, but it doesn't, like
No,
based on the colors,
not.
like they could
Yeah,
bring
who
the
cares?
color scheme back and keep the Commanders thing, I think, and
It's
add a
not
little
my
more
team.
gold or whatever.
Never
But
be my team.
no, I don't mean, but if it were my team,
Yes,
how I
yes.
would feel about it on
Well,
the other
until now,
side.
they're distraught that they lost. That's how I feel. But I have lots of friends in Philly, lots of fans of the Eagles. Even the mayor, Aglaas, says, did you see that? You
Oh,
saw the
yeah,
mayor.
it's got the spelling wrong. Yeah.
She forgot how to spell Eagles. That was really sad. But I have lots of friends that are going to be at the New Orleans horrible stadium to watch a game, as I just don't like it. Anyway,
Won a Super
should
Bowl
be
there. It's a great place for me. I mean, it's a terrible place
Super
during
Bowl.
Katrina, but good on the nights
Great
we've
place
won.
to be. Great place to be, and should be fantastic. And here's hoping that the Eagles find a way to beat the Taylor Swift, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid Chiefs, which I don't know if they will. Could have the first ever three-peat in the NFL.
Well, I mean, I expect them to win. They always win these games, and but to that point, for you with the Ravens, we're a week out
Yes.
on this now.
Yes.
I want to ask you this as a leadership person because you're involved in all sorts of CEO things, and you know all sorts of
Sure.
people who invest money, know money, manage money. You stand responsible and accountable in the non Bernie Madoff kind of way in your space, but then
Absolutely.
just the general thing of, well, we invest money in companies where they make announcements to board holders, and then there's private companies too that don't say much to anybody about anything, and the NFL is private, but is it? We just gave them
Yep.
600 million. Where are you? Because I've been, listen, people say you beat Bisciotti up all. No, I don't talk about Bisciotti 50 weeks of the year. I talk about him when he runs away from me and acts in with poor integrity in my case, so I can call it out for exact. Dude's been in my home. He's flushed my toilet. So I don't. I mean, come on, man. It for him with me, it's a come on, man. But for him with the fan base, for the fan in me, it's a come on, man. Because like standing in front of your brand, and I'll give you the example of this. And when I brought it up with Luke, Luke is a bit of a Philadelphia 76ers fan. So his thoughts about the Commanders owner, who was also the 76ers owner. But I said, I woke up on Sunday morning and that franchise is finally in the championship game. And they're an underdog and they got to take a train. It's close. They could, tickets were $700 to get in on game day up in Philly. It was a serious ticket. All of that. I saw Josh Harris out all over my timeline. He was like at a pep rally at Union Station. Is it Union Station? The one in DC is Union Station. He was there. They had the
He's
band and like
new.
all of that.
He's on a honeymoon.
Correct. He is on Channel 4, Channel 7. He's doing sit downs. He's with Magic Johnson. They're out.
That's right.
Here's what they're doing. They're recruiting the broken fan base, literally the people that were broken by Dan Snyder and saying, we're not the Redskins anymore. We don't wear the helmets. It's a little different, but this kid's nice and I'm a nice man and we're a good ownership group. And isn't Magic Smiles nice? And
Come back.
come
Come
back,
back.
come back. We're recruiting you. And
Yes.
the Ravens don't really recruit anybody. They still have you hanging around, giving them a lot of money. They
Well,
throw
they
me
still have a lot
out.
of people hanging around giving them a lot of money.
And they have a lot of people that aren't. When the tickets are available for $100, when the Steelers are in town.
No. Hang on, hang on, hang on. Let's back up. Those
What?
tickets are already sold.
They are.
The Ravens aren't selling them.
Right.
It's disenchanted or freezing cold fans who don't want to come out, that are trying to resell the ticket and can't sell it. But the Ravens have sold them all. They don't care. Those seats are sold. Granted, they're not going to make it into concessions because they're not in the seats. But those seats,
I would
those.
argue to you those seats aren't sold, and I could argue that. And as a journalist,
You think they're not paid for? You think
I'll
the
bring
Ravens are
proof to you.
selling them?
I don't think the Ravens are sold out of PSLs. I don't think that when the tickets move out to season ticket holders, that there aren't lots and lots of tickets. And Leonard, I know this to be factual, so
No, I
and I
hear
don't
you.
want to play
I don't.
kayfabe. They
No, I
run
don't.
ads all over the place asking me to buy single game tickets. There are plenty. So please, you
No,
need to
you can
know
be
as a
correct.
fact
You can be
that
correct.
there is not a waiting list and that what you just purported as a fact that fans were, no, the
That's
team
why I said
has
it.
inventory. The
You
team
got
has
it.
inventory.
Okay. So look,
It's not a
if the
half-empty
team is
plane.
selling,
I want to make that clear,
no,
but
got
the
it.
team has empty seats. They
If
do.
the team is selling tickets and can't sell them, shame on them. My assumption is
If
those
you call
seats
over there
being
right now and
sold.
say, I want to buy season tickets for next year, they'd say, here's the PSL. It's in section 143. And they would sell you a season. So it's not like the Redskins waiting list was 30 years ago where you could not get in, or what we had here, which was that for 20 years, which was the
Got
only
it.
way you could get a ticket was to know somebody who had a ticket.
Right.
Right? That's not that way. It
Absolutely.
really isn't.
I
I
got
wish it
it.
were. And that's one of my sad commentaries is nobody cares.
Got it. I got it. So what I know is I have friends that had DC tickets for generations that dropped them, let them go, don't have them anymore, don't
If they
care.
had died 10 years before, they would have willed them, right?
Right. But now they don't care. I also have people that I know who work for the Washington Commanders, and I'm told season ticket and ticket sales are brisk. People want back in, and they're selling, and good for them. They're
Well,
making
you
it
know when
happen.
you'll know that that's real? When the Eagles come in to play in the Cowboys and
And
their
it's
fans
not
aren't there on an
right.
$80 junket.
That's right.
Right?
That's
I
right.
mean,
When they can't
literally,
get into the stadium.
we made it really, really hard for visiting fans to get tickets in
For a
our
long time.
stadium
For a long time.
for a long time, for a generation, for a generation. Yeah.
And that turns over. People die. People get tired of it. People get tired of the team, whatever's going on, and they,
Or their kids don't want the tickets, or their
yeah,
kids
sure,
dying over in
that's right,
Ireland or
that's
whatever.
right, and the tickets go away. That happens.
Or they move to Florida, or you've
Right,
seen all. I've seen all of that
exactly,
in my section as it evaporated,
exactly happens,
and the
exactly.
backfill part of that. So what we have now, because you're the business guy. By the way, Glenn Raskin is here. He manages money, which is why I
Yes.
try to move him toward talking about money, and not just club level money, but regular people money and the Birdland value menu that's out
Absolutely.
there and all that. But what we have now is the Orioles just hired a guy named Mark Fine, who's been a friend of mine for 25 years. So he's, hi, Mark. And they hired a guy named Don Kovac from Atlanta, who ran the
Okay.
stadium, the football stadium down there, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, who I have 30 people mutual in the industry who know him, and Katie Griggs. So that's their new sort of front office of how they're going to do things. I don't
Right.
think they're coming here to half-ass it or to try a little bit or to not outpoint Greg Bader and TJ Brightman and John Angelos. And I would say the same thing about the Washington Commanders, who will now argue they have the best quarterback, right, in the DMV, and they're the Maryland Commanders. They're going to make that argument that they really are the Maryland Commanders because they're going to come after people to sell tickets, and they're going to try hard, and their owner's going to be out in front of it. And the Ravens are going to say, we've just been good for a long time, and Leonard likes the seats, and when our
That's right.
tight end doesn't speak, no problem. When the owner doesn't show up for 10 years, no problem. When the president of the team bans local media members and then at Baltimore CEO events says no media is involved, that's just okay. And I don't, it's going to be interesting. That's all I'm going to say. Because the Orioles are going to be good. They have a product to sell, the Orioles. And
Here's
now they're
hoping.
lowering this and lowering
Here's
that and
hoping.
educating this. And they have hardworking, the Orioles are going to try to recruit the community.
Yes, here's
And the
hoping.
Commanders
They
are
need to.
recruiting the
They
community.
need to. The Orioles, it's been a long time since they've done that. They need to show up and show out and give the community a reason to come to the baseball games and not be Yankee fans and Red Sox fans in the house. Because I was there for a Yankee game this past summer in the nice Sunday afternoon. It was as loud for the Yankees as it was for the Orioles. That was tragic.
But it's been
That's
that way
got,
for 30 years. I mean,
yeah,
really, it hasn't.
but you got to get it so it's not. You got to recruit the community, make that happen. I will say in Washington, we got a new owner, and he's got a good group put together. Let's face it, Magic Johnson's a happy guy. He's a smart, smart businessman. He's done a great job wherever he's put his finger. He has
He
he
tells you it's okay to be a
understands
Commanders fan.
that's exactly right. And
Yeah.
he understands how to market. And he's created money and wealth and opportunity for everybody that he's been involved with in his circle. And that's what leadership's about. You talked about leadership, that's what it's about. Not bringing up the followers, but creating more leaders. That's good leadership. So, on the one hand, I gotta say, Bisciotti's rested a little maybe on the team. That's okay. On the other hand,
Well, they're
last
really
thing I'd
good.
want to
I mean,
see,
what, he
yeah,
can't do better on the field than what he's doing, right? Literally.
last thing I'd want to see is Jerry Jones. I mean, what a goof. I mean, that guy thinks he knows how to run a football team. I give Bisciotti at least a little credit that he doesn't think he knows how to run the team anymore. He's left it to some people that have smart minds about football, and they're doing okay. They got to get over that hump? Sure. Lamar got to win a Super Bowl? Sure. Ask Jim Kelly, ask Dan Marino. Ask those guys that were great, great quarterbacks that never won at all. Ask Josh Allen. Everybody says he's the greatest there is. I dare say right now that guy's Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I mean, if
And until
Jalen Hurts
somebody
is going to
knocks
beat
him
Patrick
off.
Mahomes in this game 2 weeks from now, until I see that, I don't believe it.
Right. That's my point. In order to beat a king, you gotta kill the king.
Leonard
So you
Raskin
gotta
is here.
win.
Leonard, tell everybody what you do. Give me the elevator speech for Raskin Global before you depart here this week.
Yeah, we're about your money. We're about everything you do with your money. We're about you understanding what it is that you want in life. What is your true purpose of existing? What do you want to have happen in your life? And how does your money intersect with that? How do you bring your best you, your best hopes, dreams, desires to us to help you then understand how to make your money achieve that goal, whether it's to own a business, travel the world, educate your kids, help your parents, retire well, have a great life, whatever it is, business owners that we work with, all want to have a greater existence than just a business. I've never met anybody that owned a business who said our goal is to grow the business. It's to grow the business for what? For the kids, for retirement, for charity, for whatever. And so, whatever your personal purpose is, we want to help you understand how to maneuver your dollars to achieve that purpose. And sadly, the world that is financial advice isn't about that. The world that is financial advice too often is about selling you a product that they sell, whether it helps you move towards your financial success as an individual, as a family, or not. If it fits, you buy it, they sell it, and they go on about their business, happy life for them. But we need happy lives for our investors, for the people we advise. We need them to have a focus on what's bigger than the money itself. And that's what we work to help people do, have the kind of life they want and use the money in amazing ways they didn't know they could.
Well, I got last thing for you is my wife is using her money with her sister and dad to run off to Italy, and they're trying to figure out, do I want to do a cruise on the land? Do I want to go to Venice? And I'm like, man, go do it. Go do it. Go do it. Go do it. And
What it's
so they're
about.
going to go do it. And
What it's
I'm going to
about.
watch the cat and build Baltimore positive while we do it. He is Leonard Raskin. He is Raskin Global. You can find him out on the internet. You can find him at the front of Baltimore Positive. We're always chatting about sports and money and life. And I'm sure next week we will be talking about a cup of Super Bowl, which is our week-long movement to stock some pantries and make people aware of food insecurity. This time of year, it's cold. We know how cold it is. We're going to offer folks a cup of soup or bowl at five of our locations. Starts at Costas on Monday. Whole schedule is up at BaltimorePositive.com.